This is the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace. Chris Chapman here in the studio, joined by the newest member of the Golden Knights, and it's Alex Petrangelo. I'm curious, so where you are right now, it's about 6:30. Are the triplets down and the baby down?
Baby likes the party when the triplets go down, so she's having a field day right now, and the kids usually go to bed in about 45 minutes to an hour. So we're getting to the witching hour when everybody gets a little bit cranky. So I was not complaining when I had to squeak into the room here to do this.
Well, I was just saying, because I have a couple of kids, and we were talking about what the Golden Knights do with you guys when you come into town, because it's the Strip, it's glitz and glamour, it's just the shows, and it's amazing. I know it's the pandemic, but and I said, well, are you kidding? With four kids under three, they just want to go and have 2 hours of silence.
Well, we were laughing because, first of all, we don't really stay out too late anymore. I think our bodies are used to going to bed early, but I think that was the first time we've really had a date night in about a year and a half, and we still have to bring a baby with us. So I don't even know if you consider it that, but, you know, it's a little bit of a different world for us that we live in, but that's why it was kind of cool to go out there, though. I mean, for us, we got to go out and see a different side of you know, the city, and I think my wife was really excited to kind of get that experience because, you know, everybody knows Vegas and what it's known for, but to see the rest of it was pretty cool.
How many times has she been to Vegas?
Oh, we used to go before we had the kids, probably once a year or twice a year, just to kind of go for a weekend with the friends and all that, but probably hasn't been there in a couple of years, and I don't think she's ever been outside of the Strip, so whole new experience for her.
What was kind of that big key takeaway or maybe something that surprised you when you were able to get away from, say, the Strip and just see what else is available in Vegas?
Yeah, I had been out to, you know, where the practice rink is and all that because we had practice out there when I was with the Blues. So I was kind of familiar with what it was. I think for her, just seeing how it was almost like a different city and, you know, the grocery stores, and every parent knows you need Target and all that stuff that we need on a daily basis, or stuff that we usually, you know, need for the kids was fairly accessible for her. So that was an important thing that she felt comfortable with.
And there's no traffic. Well, I mean, there's traffic, but you don't have that 30-minute commute anywhere.
Well, I was born and raised in Toronto, so
I'm with you. I'm Markham.
And yeah, anything less than what we're used to is I'll welcome that.
Curious, you have never been through this before, so compared to your expectations from Friday on, what was unrestricted free agency like, the journey, and was it different than you anticipated?
Yeah, different. I guess there's no more period before the 5 days like there used to be, so that was a little bit different from what I heard just talking to other guys who have been through it. I think it was a lot harder than we were expecting in terms of making a decision. Obviously, when you're somewhere your whole career and you go through this process, you're really taking everything into account. And I think, too, when you have kids and a family, that the decisions are different. And there's, you know, a lot of things that go into it, a lot of conversations that you have to have about that. So certainly a little bit harder than I thought it would be. But as long as, you know, she and I are on the same page and our family's on the same page, I mean, that's the important thing, and we are, and makes us both feel comfortable.
Alex Petrangelo is with us on the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas with Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace.
You know, Alex, was there like a singular moment where you kind of looked at your wife looked at you, and you both kind of said, yeah, you know what, I think this makes a lot of sense. This is where we want to stay.
Probably on Sunday. We didn't have a whole lot of reaction. I think both, you know, she and I are fairly good at sitting back and looking at the big picture and digesting, you know, the day on Saturday when we, you know, went to the rink and talked to George and Kelly, and then we met with, you know, with ownership and Bill. And I think we kind of took the night, slept on and woke up, and I think we really felt comfortable. And, you know, I was saying earlier doing interview, for me, it was about understanding who Bill is and Kelly and George, and just making sure if I'm going to commit to something for this long that they share the same passion for winning that I do. And from everything I heard from them, especially from Bill, they're committed to that process, and that's what I wanted to hear. So We kind of turned around Sunday when we landed and called my representation and said, I think this would be a good fit for us.
Alex Petrangelo chatting with us on the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, Millard and Wallace. Were you nervous about turning to your wife and going, I like this? Are you trying to read her thoughts at the same time?
Yeah, I was always trying to read her thoughts. I mean, but, you know, sometimes you don't even know what your own thoughts are. And I think that's the beautiful thing of at least my relationship with my wife is, you know, there was uncomfortable conversations and conversations that, you know, we had to have with each other, honest conversations. And like I said, when you're sitting there trying to decide if you're going to pick up your family and move, you want to make sure you talk everything through. So we made sure we took our time. And, you know, I knew this wasn't going to be a one-day decision. I knew this was going to take a few days. I mean, I would have taken as long as I needed to make sure that, you know, everything was lined up. So I'm happy that we did it the way that we did and did our homework and due diligence to make sure it was the right decision.
You know, Alex, I got to ask you this. Does it feel real yet?
I was joking earlier that it kind of does, but I think when I'm trying to pack up for four kids, it's really going to hit me because we have stuff all over our house. I don't even know where to start. So I think, you know, you're kind of comfortable, you know, and all that where you are. But I think once we get out there and I'm putting a different jersey on, I think that'll probably be the first time that it really hits me. But, again, we're just kind of going with the flow right now, and we're excited to have that opportunity to try that.
Who tells the triplets?
I tried to tell them, and I don't know what they said back to me. I couldn't really understand it, so I just said, that sounds good to me. All right, cool.
Alex Petrangelo is chatting with us on the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. You're home of the Vegas Golden Knights, Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman. Why the number 7?
Adam, it was available. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of chose. At 27, they kind of gave to me in St. Louis. So I just said, all right, well, what about 7? Take a number. I don't know. Take the number 2 away. We're used to seeing a 7 on my jersey. So just kind of went with it. I'm not really, there's no sentimental value to a number, especially 27 to me. So I just thought I'd try something different.
Alex Petrangelo chatting with us on the VGK Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, Millard, Chapman, and Wallace. When you look at the conversation or listen to the conversation that you had with Pete DeBoer, sounds like you two are right on the same page. Did his experience with Burns and Carlson and Vlasic help you out in any way because he's been through that before?
Yeah, he's coached some really, really good defensemen, all different types of defensemen. Certainly had some success doing so as a team and for those players. So I knew how he coached. He's been around for a while. I've been around for a while. I understood his philosophy. You know, I called guys on the team on Friday, talked to Revo about that. That made me feel comfortable. Similar to the way we were coached in St. Louis, you know, getting the defense, you know, activated and moving the puck, defending with the puck, creating opportunities as a five-man attack, which is, I think, how the game's being played right now. And I think I can complement that fairly well. And again, like when I look at the decision that I made, obviously the family is the most important, but there's still a business aspect that I had to look at and make sure it was going to be a good fit. I didn't want to go somewhere where I didn't really fit in. I think I fit into the system. I fit into the group. Again, I know some guys, so makes you feel comfortable going to work every day knowing that you can just kind of slide right in there.
Chatting with Alex Petrangelo, VGK defenseman, signing the 7-year contract yesterday on the VGK Insider Show. Paul Stastny has been dealt to Winnipeg, and you are a buddy of his. And I just thought it was amazing in you talking about the relationship that you have with the Stastnys and then coming out here, spending some time with them, and he's just been dealt, and he still sounds like he really vouched for the Golden Knights and this environment. And that to me spoke volumes.
Well, Paul's a first-class guy. Yeah. I mean, if you spend any time with him, he's an awesome guy to be around. He's a professional when he goes to the rink and doing his job, and they're both phenomenal people. So, you know, we obviously became friends with him when we were in St. Louis together and remain friends. And, you know, I speak very highly of him because of what he's done, you know, one on the ice. He helped me, you know, as you know, in St. Louis. But again, to me, the most important thing is the person and the family, and they're such great people. And our flight got delayed leaving, and we called them and said, hey, you know, maybe we'll come by. And they bought us dinner, and you know, those are just the type of people that they are. They will do anything for you. And, you know, we're going to be friends for a long time. That's just how they are.
What about your other buddy, Carlo Koliakova? We had CC on Friday, and then we had to pull him back in yesterday when news broke. He says he's the happiest person in the world, maybe happier than you are, that you signed, because people are going to stop calling him for information.
Yeah, I told Coco today when he called me, I said, you call me more than my wife asking me what's going on. So I said, I'm happy enough to listen. You call me anymore. He's excited for me. You know, he kind of mentored me when I was coming up, and we played together for maybe 4 years, 5 years. So, you know, he pretty much made me the player I am today. He was so instrumental in developing me as a person and as a player. And obviously very, very, very close friends to this day. And again, another guy that I speak highly of for good reason. But he's excited for me. He certainly wanted the best for me. So he kept asking. I didn't really give him a whole lot during the process. So I think he was happy now that it's over with. He doesn't have to keep asking.
But he said it was a lot of pressure.
Really he didn't want to know, but I think deep down he really did want to know.
You know, Alex, you talk about mentorship right now, and I guess kind of the big question for Shea Theodore, right? He had a breakout year last year with the Golden Knights. And when you look at Shea and you kind of examine his game as a defenseman in this league, what's the next step look like for Shea Theodore in your opinion?
Well, you know, I haven't watched a whole lot of him other than probably playing against him, obviously, during the season and then the playoffs and the bubble when I had nothing but time. So watching a lot of him was fun to watch. Obviously, an elite skater, probably one of the smoothest skaters in the league, especially in transition. So that's one huge advantage, especially with the way the game's being played. And then extremely smart with the puck, puts people in, you know, positions to succeed, you know, with the puck, and doesn't put anybody in vulnerable positions. Smart. I think all those things, and with the way that, you know, Pete coaches and the way the game's kind of trending, I think those are all certainly strong things. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to working with him, and I think we'll complement each other fairly well. You know, I talked to him today, and he's excited about it too. So anytime you can play with a bright young player like him, it makes me excited just to have the opportunity.
So what do you guys talk about when you guys chat like that?
The weather. I call them, and you know, I first off said I'm not taking your number. That's not who I am. I don't really like that. So he was probably saying, "Darn it, I wanted you to buy me a watch."
Exactly.
Yeah. I just said, told him I'm excited. I said, I think he's a hell of a player, and I told him that, you know, I'm there just to help him and compliment him, and I think it'll be a good 1-2 punch for the two of us to have, you know, that combination. Whether we play together or not, I don't know. That's up to the coaches, but I think having both of us out there will certainly help.
We talked to Darren Pang, we talked to Koliakovo, a few different people about you as a hockey player, as a person, but your game. We heard a lot of different things and a lot of great things. Can you give us just the Coles notes on Alex Pietrangelo describing his game?
Oh, I hate talking about myself.
Koliakovo talked about your shot, by the way.
What's that?
Koliakovo talked about your shot.
Yeah, well, I can't give him credit for that because I shoot harder than him. I think, you know, for me, it's a simple game. I think moving the puck, you know, it's always that you're always told the puck moves faster than anything. So first, you know, the big thing for me is transition. I like to transition the puck. First pass is a big thing for me. The quicker we can get out of our zone, the better it's going to be. You don't want to spend any time in your own end. I like playing both ends of the ice. I think, you know, that's the way you win. You want to defend well. You create offense from defending well, and I think that's what I can complement with the team. You look at guys like Stoner, again, another guy who kind of plays that way, which is both ends of the ice. And, you know, I've always, you know, thought it's important to be a guy that can play at both ends of the ice, and I take pride in that. I take pride in having a balanced game. So that's something that I can bring, and obviously, I've been around for a while, so the leadership aspect is something I think I can really help as well.
I don't want to use the word dirty, but compete. Do you compete harder than people maybe would ever give you credit for?
Yeah, I'm not a, you know, I think people will realize that. I mean, I'm not big into, you know, running around hitting guys and all that. That's not really my game. I don't, you know, the odd time you have to do it. But, you know, winning battles, winning puck battles, that's a big thing for me. I do take a lot of pride in the small things like that, you know. You know, blocking shots, winning puck battles, you know, setting picks, opening up space for other people on the ice. Those are the things that maybe go unnoticed by the normal fan that I really do take pride in, because I think those things all go a long way to winning hockey games, and that's the ultimate goal, right, is to win.
You know, Alex, I find the number thing fascinating, and I got to ask you, are you a superstitious player? Do you have any superstitions that you have to follow before a game?
No, not really. I mean, you just leave for the rink around the same time, but that's not really superstitious. I don't have to leave at the exact same time. I'm fairly easygoing. I just kind of go with the flow. There's some stuff like, you know, going out, walking to the rink at the same time or warming up the same way, but I don't know if that's more superstition, routine maybe, just so I know I'm doing what I have to get ready. So I don't have any weird, you know, things like some guys do, and I'm not going to judge. Everybody's kind of got their own thing.
Bucket or no bucket in warm-up?
No, helmet for sure. I don't trust anybody on the ice. The way they guys shoot off the crossbar.
You're right.
Flying everywhere. I don't even trust myself.
So last one. How long will you spend in the office pretending you're on the phone after we hang up from you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to probably take a shower. Probably talk to myself, pretend like I'm talking to you guys. I don't know.
Exactly.
Call somebody else.
Beauty.
No, I'm a good dad. I like the chaos. I was in the bubble. I said, I didn't think I liked the chaos, but I kind of miss it. You know, you miss the craziness. So I'll probably get out of here right away.
Did I hear squealing in the background? Run around?
Yeah, I don't know. They all sound the same at some point, probably.
Listen, congratulations. I know you're the most patient person I've ever seen go through this, and it was awesome to watch, and we're really, really excited to have you in the Las Vegas Valley and a member of the Vegas Golden Knights, and can't wait to watch you on the ice.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Be good. Alex Petrangelo, newest member of the Vegas Golden Knights, joining us here.